You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So let's make our way back to politics and the GOP race for the White House. Florida and Florida's primary, which takes place next Tuesday, is the first real test of where Latino voters stand in 2012. With a high degree of cynicism toward both parties regarding immigration issues, nothing ever gets done, you see, and deep concern about the economy like all Americans, Latinos are an unpredictable demographic right now with a history of divided loyalties over the past 12 years. George W. Bush was the first Republican to break the Democratic stronghold on the Latino vote, taking 35% in 2000, with Florida, as you'll recall, the crucial state in that historic year of chads and recounts. It was 45% of the Latino vote for Bush in 2004, but President Obama recaptured the Latino vote for Democrats in 2008 and encouraged lots of first-time voters to go to the polls, especially in battleground states. So what does it mean for 2012? Joining us now is Univision News anchor Jorge Ramos, who has had some valuable face time with Republican candidates. He joins us today from his home in Miami, Florida. Jorge, always great to welcome you to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, you've met all four candidates, or certainly the top two. Tell us where they stand on issues that are likely to be important to your audience.
What's so interesting is that poll after poll shows that the most important issues for Latinos are, as any other American, the economy, jobs, health, and immigration comes third and fourth. What's so interesting is that you've seen them, Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, in the debates, and I had exactly the same experience. They are both fighting to see who's the most anti-immigrant, and that's really tough. If they want the Hispanic vote, they are really going to have to change the rhetoric, and it isn't happening very soon. One thing is to try to win the Cuban-American vote, which is mostly Republican. It's something completely different to try to get the rest of the Hispanic vote, and most likely both either Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney, they're going to lose the Hispanic vote. There's no question about it.
Interesting. Well, let's hear some of that rhetoric from last night's debate. Here's Newt Gingrich, first of all.
We do not want anyone trapped in a situation where they cannot get a commercial job, they cannot rise, and virtually every parent of every ethnic group, and by the way, there are 94 languages spoken in the Miami-Dade College, 94 languages. And that's why I think English should be the official language of government, and that's why I think every young American should learn English.
And here's Mitt Romney responding to some criticism from Newt Gingrich.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not anti-immigrant. My father was born in Mexico. My wife's father was born in Wales. They came to this country. The idea that I'm anti-immigrant is repulsive.
Do you see that, Jorge Ramos, as the candidates trying to portray themselves as tough on immigration, sort of fighting to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that they need to win the nomination. But in the process of winning the nomination, they've lost the Hispanic vote. This is the first time in which we have Republican candidates who do not support immigration reform. So, I mean, they can go back and forth about who's the most anti-immigrant. The reality is that Latinos are not buying their speeches. They do understand that neither one of them is for immigration reform. That is, neither one of them supports the legalization of 11 million documented immigrants. Neither one of them is for the DREAM Act. Therefore, they are not given the opportunity. They are punishing 2 million Hispanic students who came here when they were just babies or 5 or 10 year olds. So once the Latino community can compare them with President Barack Obama, it's going to be very clear that most Latinos are going to be voting for the Democratic candidate in this case.
Well, there was some criticism of Barack Obama on this question of immigration and Latino voters. Rick Santorum tried to land some criticism last night. Let's listen to see how well he did.
Instead of siding with them, the Democrats, President Obama sided with two other people in Central America and South America. Chavez and Castro and Obama sided against the people of Honduras. This is a consistent policy of siding with the leftists, siding with the Marxists, siding with those who don't support democracy.
Now, there's the former Pennsylvania senator trying to sound confident about his grasp of Western hemispheric issues. What do Latino voters make of that?
Well, it's very clear that Barack Obama has not sided with with Hugo Chavez or with the Castro brothers, but he has a completely different policy than, in this case, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. The fact is that Latin American issues is not a deciding factor within the Hispanic community. And when Latinos want to find out who's on their side, they're thinking that President Barack Obama is closer to them than Republicans. The problem with President Barack Obama is that he broke his promise with the Hispanic community. He promised, he guaranteed that he was going to present an immigration proposal during his first year in office, and he didn't do that. And not only that, President Barack Obama has deported more immigrants than any other president in the history of the United States. So Republicans are missing a huge opportunity. Here they had the president who didn't fulfill his promise, who has deported thousands of immigrants, and then here they come, the Republican candidates, and they blow it with the Latinos because they are not proposing anything that Latinos really want when it comes to immigration. So the last polls that I show, that I've seen, are very clear. President Barack Obama would beat easily 70% to 22% Newt Gingrich, and he would beat Mitt Romney 67% to 25% when it comes to the Latino vote. With those numbers, both Romney and Gingrich would lose the general election. They need at least 35%, and they don't have it.
Fascinating. We're talking with Univision news anchor Jorge Ramos. You know, I want to get your impression of the candidates. Mm-hmm. You know, without, you don't need to betray any sort of personal views of the whole thing, but I was very interested in how you mixed it up with Newt Gingrich. Listen to this.
When you were Speaker of the House, you criticized President Clinton for having an extramarital affair.
No, I criticized President Clinton for lying under oath in front of a federal judge, committing perjury, which is a felony for which normal people go to jail.
However, at the same time, you were doing exactly the same thing.
But I wasn't. I just pointed out you didn't hear my answer.
What did you make of Gingrich? You wanted to talk about the legal stuff. You wanted to talk about the sort of character issue, which has already come up in this campaign.
Yeah, and many people think that Speaker Gingrich was hypocritical by pursuing legally President Clinton back then, and when he was doing exactly the same thing at exactly the same time. But he made a distinction. He doesn't think it's hypocritical. He thinks that President Clinton committed perjury, and he told me that he did not. So he's going more towards the legalistic side of the issue. He just didn't want to discuss the moral side of the issue. But I think that's, you know, even though they're talking to the Hispanic media, and that's what he did when he accepted an interview with me, we just have to pursue other issues. Not only immigration is not the only issue that we care about. And when it comes to values, and Latinos tend to be much more traditional, much more conservative, the issue of infidelity, it's an important one.
All right. Let's talk broadly about these sort of electoral issues and whether Latino voters are going to be crucial in some swing states around the country. You say, and this is the takeaway, that 35% of the Latino vote has to go to the GOP or they don't have a chance of winning the general. Now, is that the case in Florida? Is that the case in Colorado, two places where Latino voters are crucial?
I'm talking in when it comes to the national election, to the general election, since George Bush Sr., and even with Ronald Reagan, since Ronald Reagan, if the Republican candidate can't get 35% of the Hispanic vote, they lose the election. And the new rule in politics in the United States is that no one can make it to the White House without the Hispanic vote. And in Florida, it's a little different because, as you know, there are a lot of Cubans and Puerto Ricans, and they don't have an issue with immigration, obviously, because when it comes to Puerto Ricans, they are U.S. citizens, and when it comes to Cuban Americans, they have a preference when it comes to immigration, and 1 year after arriving in the United States, they can become U.S. residents. That's not the case with the rest of Latinos, the rest of immigrants coming to this country. When it comes to Colorado and Nevada, it's going to be different, even though Latinos are just a tiny part of the population, without the Hispanic vote in general, Republicans will lose the White House.
Interesting, interesting. Jorge Ramos, Univision news anchor, talking about the Latino voters and their perspective. What are they seeing in the GOP race for the White House, and what sort of headwinds and advantages are there for the Republicans and the Democrats as we look forward to the general election? Jorge, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, a trip across the southern U.S. to a state with a different set of Latino concerns. We're following the story of Alejandrina Cabrera. She was running for city council in San Luis, Arizona, but was forced off the ballot because her English wasn't good enough. Cabrera says that residents of San Luis speak Spanish at the doctor's office, at the grocery store, in the park, but Arizona law is clear. In the government, Arizonans speak English. This listener called in with a reaction.
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida, and I think that the city council candidates of Arizona should be forced to speak fluent Navajo.
There's another important Arizona language. As always on The Takeaway, we want to hear your stories. Are you bilingual? Do you use your first language in one place, the second in another? What is the language of the town square, of the sort of civic center of your life? Should it be English? Should it be the language of the majority of the population? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out today. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.